Before we start the show, I'd just like to say sorry about some of the background noise that you might hear throughout the episode. It's just something that I'm working on, and hopefully y'all can just look past it. Thank you. Here we go. Hello, Internet, and welcome back to another week of JL Plays, the podcast with the host screaming into the ether, hoping that someone will hear him. Where he talks about movies, TV shows, anime, manga, anything and anything that strikes my fancy each and every week. If you'd like to recommend any TV shows, movies, or anything at all, no matter what it is, and you'd like me to review it, you can do that by hitting me up on Twitter at jlplay78 or by emailing me on jlplayspodcast@gmail.com. You can also find me on Twitch from time to time streaming my gaming addiction of getting killed in Dark Souls recently. And also, for those of you who like to donate to the podcast and help it grow more, there is a donate button in the main podcast page for you. You can donate as little as a dollar or as much as you like. And on top of that, don't forget that you can also just share this podcast with your friends, family, and your coworkers, whoever you wish, and let them know about this podcast and what my opinions are. Yes, are they a little bit wacky sometimes? Absolutely. Do I ramble a lot? Yes, absolutely. But it's all for your entertainment. And if you are on iTunes, please, why don't you just try giving it a 5-star review so it makes it easier for other people to find. These are great ways to support the podcast and do it for free. Now, with all that self-promotion out the way, the internets, let's get into the topics of this week. Well, we fight the bitter cold of Greenland in Against the Ice. Also, we see what these Japanese kids are set out to do in Netflix's Old Enough. And we go straight into the rabbit hole with 2022's Alice. Now, for some quick news, I want to talk about a game that's coming out soon or soonish that's going to be available on PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and even on Game Pass for you. It's called Trek to Yomi. It's a samurai side-scrolling 3D, 2D-ish game, and it's all in black and white. And it just looks amazing from the trailers. And hopefully it's representative of the actual game. I hope that the controls for this game are brilliant. I am just looking forward to it. And hopefully it's well worth it. Also, in some Breaking Bad news, or Breaking Bad-ish news, Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul are confirmed to appear in Better Call Saul Season 6. So expect them to show up next year. And also, for whatever reason, Brie Larson is joining Fast and the Furious 10. Good for her, I guess. Get that paycheck. Because that's all those movies are good for, is for that paycheck. Okay, so that'll do it for the news segment. And let's just go straight into it. This week might be a little bit shorter episode than normal, but I think you'll get more out of it this way. And the first one we're going to is Old Enough on Netflix. Hey! That was the intro for Old Enough. Well, the intro music for Old Enough on Netflix. Unfortunately, there is no real trailers for this. So let me just give you a quick synopsis. Children go on errands all by themselves for the very first time as camera crew follows them along in this beloved long-running reality show from Japan. And yes, that's pretty much the show. It's children being followed by a camera crew of about 6 people, and they're just there as, you know, spectators, as the fly on the wall, as you say, and watching these children figure out how to do what their parents ask them to do. Now, these kids go from anywhere from 2 years old to like 4 years old, right? I think one of them was five. I don't remember exactly. But I think, two to five at most. Those are the times when the kids in Japan, or at least a lot of them, are sent on their first errand as a rite of passage, I guess you can say. And also, the episodes run anywhere from 10 minutes all the way to 20 minutes. It all depends on how long this adventure or, the editing of each episode is cut down to. So I think they just took entire shows and just cut them down into segment of each individual child. And they just put them all on Netflix this way. But yeah, I think that this show is so sweet. It is so hilarious. One of my favorite episodes is episode 5, where they have this young boy, this young girl, and the little boy wants to be running everywhere. So all you see is the little girl chasing him like, "Don't run, stop running." Right? "We have to go buy some stuff," she's telling the boy. And all you see behind, in the background, is the camera crew chasing after them, trying to get in position to get the good shot. And it is just that through most of the episode, because once I noticed that, it just had me laughing like crazy. But yeah, that's just one episode. That was episode 5. Also, one of my other favorite ones was episode 7 and episode 8. Episode 7 was a young girl. She is her first time. She's the youngest of 3. So she's the next one to go. She's 2 years old. And the mother sending her, I forgot where, I think it was to the jewelry shop or something like that. No, the watch shop. It was the watch shop. And so she can't find it. She gets lost. She comes back to mom. She starts crying. And then she sends her off again, calms her down, sends her off again. Because now the daughter, even though she failed, she wants to accomplish what she was asked to do because she couldn't find it. So she ends up going again. She ends up getting help from the village, or from the community, I should say, not the village, but the community. And, at one point they show this other, woman there, this young woman who helps her find which way she has to go. She tells her, and all of a sudden she starts crying because it must be very emotional to see a person that, a young child do this, because you yourself did this when you were probably that age. So it's bringing back all those memories for her. And she just starts crying over it. It's a very sweet show, very funny. Episode 8 is another one where I felt sorry for this kid. Because this kid has an errand. The mother gave him a bunch, three fishes, right? In this bucket. And the bucket's handle is a string, one that's, held on each side. So he's just walking. Once he makes it to the hill, for whatever reason, the string breaks off. Everything falls on the floor. And he's there trying to figure it out. He's about to go run back to his mother, tell him. But then he hears a cat. And he tries to figure it out. And he's like, he's about to pick it up, right? Then he doesn't want to pick it up because the fish feels so disgusting. And so slimy, I guess. That he didn't want to touch the fish. So he's trying everything. He literally brings sticks not to touch the fish. Then he's able to put the fish back in the bucket. Has a older gentleman help him tie the knot again. He makes it to another location, right? And let me put it this way. Every time this kid ends up near a hill or on a hill, something falls from his, something breaks or something falls and he has to go after it or something like that, or pick it up. This kid and hills do not match. Right? Oh man. Like, those are just 3 examples of this series. There was another one that was very, very sweet. And again, about this young girl, I think she was 3. The parents had set it up where the father will go to work. He forgot to get, take his lunch with him. Quote unquote, forgot to take his lunch with him. So the girl's like, "Oh no, like, what are we going to do?" Mom is asking, "So what are we going to do? Why don't you take the lunch to your dad?" Right? So she goes, okay. And, you know, she gets dressed and all that. And she ends up walking to where the pier is because her father is a fisherman. So she ends up taking it back to her father. Father gives her some stuff to, some fish and stuff to take home. He puts it on a little wagon. But first she needs to get ice to, you know, keep it cool and fresh. So she has to go see her uncle in the fish market. He gives her ice and then she goes home. Again, it's a very, very sweet series. That's my thoughts on Old Enough. So I hope you enjoy my ramble on it. If you like looking at young, adorable children just trying to, you know, navigate this new thing that they have to do by themselves and figure everything out by themselves, go ahead, give it a shot. I think it's well worth it. I think y'all love it. But with that, let's move on and see how deep does the rabbit hole go in Alice.
In our gracious state of Georgia, our God-given land,
the Lord has offered us
domestic livestock. We have to go.
You must hit your head real hard. Do you know you're in Georgia? Do you know it's 1973?
Well, I'm gonna need you to fill this out for me.
I don't write.
I can help you. This is knowledge. We spent decades trying to make a change for the people.
I know exactly who I am and where I came from.
Who are you then?
I'm free. How do I look?
Like you.
I'm going back.
That's a death certificate.
Doing the right thing is never wrong. I'm not scared, and that should scare you.
You're not gonna leave here in one piece.
This tradition was born long before you.
It's all coming down. Freedom.
Okay, that was the trailer for Alice, starring Kiki Palmer, Johnny Lee Miller, and Common. A quick synopsis for this is, a slave in the South escapes her secluded plantain only to discover a shocking revelation. So yes, this story follows Alice, played by Kiki Palmer, and her journey as a slave in this plantation. And the owner of the plantation is Paul Bennett, played by Johnny Lee Miller. You may know him better as Sherlock in the NBC's Sherlock. And yes, this is a powerful film. Supposedly, it's parts of it are based on true events. I don't know how much of those true events are, you know, reality, or which parts of it. Is it just the plantation part or what? But it's very, very interesting. Again, very powerful movie. This is something that when I first saw it and I first saw the concept, I thought, well, I should say not the concept, the trailer for it, I thought, oh, wow, a time travel movie. Cool. She's in the plantation. She escapes. Somehow she ends up through a wormhole, whatever, and she ends up in whatever era she's in with cars. So that's where I thought this was going. But it doesn't. It is not that. The performances here by Kiki and Johnny Lee Miller are top notch. Honestly, the weakest performance for me was Common. Maybe that's me. I just never seen him really as a actor, or even as a good actor for that matter. He's a decent actor. He's an all right actor. He's gotten better throughout the years, yes. But to me, compared to the performances done by Kiki and Johnny and everybody else involved in this movie, he was definitely the weakest. But yeah, that's beside the point. He's in there. He plays this truck driver that finds her because she runs from the woods onto the road. And he stops right in front of her. She faints. He picks her up, takes her to this hospital where she's, you know, getting treated. She's looking around at everybody. Nobody's treating her like, you know, calling her the N-word or whatever. And so she's talking to the nurse there that Common leaves her with. And the nurse decides, because, you know, she doesn't have a last name, she doesn't have an address, she doesn't have anything, she ends up going to send her to a psych ward. So Common sees the psych ward truck outside. Then he goes back inside to get the girl. He's like, nah, she's not going to no psych ward. This is wrong. So he grabs her, takes her out. He takes her to his house so she can get settled in, you know, find out who she is, find out everything. He starts explaining to her what things are. She explains to her what happened to her, you know, in this plantation that she's in or was in, and her husband and, you know, everybody in there, because in the plantation, she got secretly married with another slave. And by the way, she's the only one that's able to read. So she will read to them at night because the owner taught her how to read, the PlayStation owner, Johnny or Paul Bennett. I'll just go by his real name, Johnny. And there they just did field work. Her husband tried to escape and, you know, make a run for it. He ended up getting caught and shot before he made it too far. At one point, her husband's father tells her a story or tells him a story. Yeah, tells him a story about a black man that came from the sky and started, making fire from his hand. And he didn't look like them. He was black, but he didn't look like them. And then you find out at the end of the film that black man was actually a soldier. They just, for whatever reason, he parachuted there. But the plantation owners ended up killing him to keep their secret. That's there. That was the first 30 minutes or so of the film that takes place in the plantation. 30 to 40 minutes. That's when she makes her escape. And then the movie just starts you off with Common and all that. And honestly, it's very well done. I will give you away how she got from the plantation in a minute. I will preface it with spoilers, but for now, let me just say that, honestly, it is an interesting movie. I enjoyed it for the most part. It really was a fun movie. It did turn into, like, a slave, you know, rebelling against their slave owner at the end, you know, and getting their just desserts, which they should. But, yeah. It's definitely well worth it if you're into these types of films or you just want to see something interesting. It definitely been done before, but I think this does it better as far as the twist is concerned. But here we go. So here on in, it's all spoilers and you've been warned about that. So the twist is that it's M. Night Shyamalan's The Village. It's literally the same exact scenario as M. Night Shyamalan's The Village. And yeah, she didn't go through a wormhole. She didn't go time travel or anything like that. It's just that in this little south part of the swamp area, wherever they are at, this racist white man played by Johnny ended up having this plantation and all these slaves throughout the years. I guess it's a family, you know, it's been passed down from family to family. And that's the real twist. Like I said, I was expecting it to be some sort of time travel film. But that's what disappointed me more than anything. That it was a racist version or a thing that actually happened, supposedly, which actually shocked the shit out of me. Because I can't believe that really happened. You know, that somebody actually was living like this. Was living with actual slaves all the way up until then. And wow, it's really daunting to hear that. or, you know, to realize that if this, you know, if that part of the story is true, which I'm guessing is probably the only true part of this whole story that's happening, that's being told here in this film. Definitely, I do think that this absolutely did it better as far as concept is concerned. It's well worth it to see a more well put together version of that concept of being stuck somewhere that you did not know you were part, and then escaping to this larger world that you did not know you were part of. So, you know, after she meets Kamen, she's living with him. She sees a refrigerator, right? She sees a TV. She sees black people on the TV. She's like, are they like small, you know, small people in the TV? Like, how did they get into that box? He's like, no, they're not in there. So while she's there, Kamen's on the road, you know, doing his work. She's at the house reading up on the emancipation and everything else, that black people are free. And, you know, there's no more slavery. There's no more any of that. So towards the end, she decides to go back to the village to put an end to it and free her fellow slaves. And, you know, just free them, that they were all still there. And with Kamen was going to go. Then he, you know, chickens out. But then he, you know, he decides to, no, I have to do this. I have to help her. Then he goes and helps her. They set a fire. They call the police and the fire department in as right before they do. So as soon as everything starts happening, she gets into a tussle with the slave owner or Johnny. And she shoots him in the leg or whatever. She ties him up and she puts this cage on his face that he had put in earlier in the movie to keep him quiet and muzzled while the people come and, you know, rescue them. And one of the first people that they see is a black man dressed as a fireman. And, you know, him asking if anybody needs help. And that's pretty much where the movie ends. And yeah, again, looking back on it, you know, reflecting on it here while talking about it, it is more powerful than I first thought it was. And quite frankly, I can recommend this. I think it's definitely worth watching. It's definitely going to be in my top 10 this year. Most likely, it's going to be in my top 10. Not unless something better than this comes. You know, there's another 10 movie that are way better than this and knocks this down. I don't know, but definitely so far, top 10 contender. And that's where I will leave it for Alice. Now, my question off to you, what did you think about the film if you did watch it, or are you going to watch it? And if you are going to watch it, let me know as soon as you finish watching it. Hit me up on Twitter at jlplays78 or by email at jlplayspodcast@gmail.com. Or look for me on Twitch at twitch.tv/jlplays78. You know, every once in a while I'm on there just shooting the breeze, you know, just doing nothing, just playing some games, getting my butt kicked. But other than that, yeah, just let me know what you think. And with that, let's move on to the main event, which is Against the Ice.
When you travel into unknown lands to discover new parts of the globe, it is to ensure the records of your discoveries are delivered back safe and sound, with or without you.
I'll need a volunteer to accompany me across the ice cap to retrieve the findings of the missing Denmark expedition.
Captain, I'd like to come with you, if you'd allow me.
And what do you know about sledging and surviving on the ice when it's 40 below?
He's a mechanic. Risking your life.
He's the only man willing to make the trip.
The Denmark expedition all died. Who knows if they even found anything?
3, 2, 1.
What do you think really happened to the Denmark expedition?
You never think you can't make it. You always believe there'll be a way.
The
It's not working anymore.
There's no life. Didn't even see a bird.
Is there a point where perhaps we
want to give up? We have a map. We will find it, and we will be back on the ship by August.
You don't think we can make it, do you?
There's truth in every dream, Iverson.
They say there's truth in every dream.
Do you believe in ghosts, Captain?
Might freeze to death. Starve. Lose your mind. But we must push on.
To hope.
That was the trailer for Against the Ice, starring Nikolai Coster-Waldau, Joe Cole, and Charles Dance. And a quick synopsis for this is, in 1909, two explorers fight to survive after they're left behind while on a Denmark expedition in ice-covered Greenland. Now, you might be wondering who Nikolai Coster-Waldau is or Charles Dance. You might know them better as Jamie Lannister and his father. Joel Cole is better known for Peaky Blinders series. And yes, let's get right into it with the fact that this movie is, wow, this movie is something else. Again, this takes place in 1909. These two men are set off into the ice-cold winter of Greenland to find this lost expedition of these gentlemen that were there to contest the U.S.'s claims that a certain part of Greenland was actually not actually a part of it. It was actually like a small island. The only reason it looked like it was a part of it, it was because of all the ice that's covering that section of the continent. And wow, this is a strong journey. This is a powerful journey. It starts off, you know, nice, lighthearted. I like that they did something that, or I should say they didn't do something they did that they do in a lot of other films, which is every time you have a brand new person joining the crew or the, you know, like they like to call the greenhorn. Every time the greenhorn asks, hey, wait, what is that? They automatically, the rest of the people start making fun of him for not knowing what that is or whatever. Here, it's just, he goes, wait, what is that? And the guy next to him just explains to him what it is. And he goes, oh, thank you. And, you know, the captain, played by Nikolai, just continues on. And, you know, they just continue on talking. They're not making fun of him. They just explained it and moved on. They didn't bother making stupid jokes or trying to belittle the man for not knowing something that he shouldn't know, pretty much. I really like that. I found that very refreshing to see. And also, they tell him when they get to their final destination in Greenland, that don't get attached to the dogs because their journey is going to be mostly through snow, and they're going to have to do it through sleighs, right? And they have these dogs, and they're telling the greenhorn or the new guy played by Joe Cole that don't get attached to the dogs. If one of them dies or is hurt or injured, just kill it and feed it to the rest of the dogs because it'll be a lot better and it'll save you a lot of headaches, which is extremely cold-hearted to say, but in that time, yeah, it was expected for those things to happen, that you can't get attached to the dogs. You have to let them just be whatever off. And immediately we see, not immediately, but almost like, let's say a week or so into their journey, or however long, or a few days into the journey, we have a situation where his sleigh almost goes off of a snowy cliff because he couldn't control the dogs in time. And he ended up losing that one dog, the lead dog that he did get attached to. Also, they lost about 2 weeks worth of food, if I remember. Which my thing was, all right, we lost about 2 weeks worth of food, so we should start rationing out right now. But they didn't start rationing out until like they were almost done with food, which I found very odd. I'm like, that just did not make any sense, but whatever. So they make it on their journey. they find the documents they were looking for. And throughout this whole journey, they've just been faced with nothing but obstacles. At one point, Cole lost all his dogs and his sleigh, so they were stuck on one sleigh. Then little by little, they started losing all the other dogs because they were pretty much running out of food. They couldn't find anything on the ice. They couldn't find no seals or anything to kill. And then at one point, they got attacked by a polar bear. They ended up killing the polar bear, but when they shot the polar bear ended up falling so hard, it broke through the ice and ended up falling into the deep water and sinking all the way down, which is awful. Then they lost their last dog. That was the captain's favorite dog also, and they lost him. Now they have to do the journey on foot. They finally make it back to where the ship was supposed to be waiting for them, but the crew pretty much had to leave. They had to evacuate the ship. So what they did was they set up a shack for them to live in to help could arrive for them. And, oh, by the way, also because of the journey was so rigorous, they had to take the plans they were looking for, you know, the information they were gathering, and leave it behind in this cul-de-sac, which is just a giant bunch of giant rocks put together. So they had to leave that behind. Then they make it. Then they make it to the shack where their ship was supposed to be. But the sailors ended up making it back to England, and those two were left behind. And the sailors this whole time were trying to get whoever is in charge to send rescue ships. And the person that we're trying to send, I mean, talk to, the person in charge of all this, Charles Dance. He played Minister Nigrad. Sorry if I mispronounced that. They ended up sending one ship. Unfortunately for them, for those two, they ended up going back to go get the documents that they needed to show the proof. But while they were gone, they missed their ride home. So they ended up having to stay now. Now they were stuck there for a year already. Now they ended up getting stuck there for 2 years. And the captain, played by Nikolai, is slowly going crazy. He's losing touch with reality. He's starting to see a woman. And he's talking to himself. You know, he's talking to the imaginary thing. And then right when they're about to lose themselves, or, you know, he's about to kill this young kid who's there with him, that's when they get rescued. And they make it back to England. And, you know, they get celebrated and everything. Honestly, this film is wonderful. This is based on a true story also. So this was really amazing film for me to watch. I really did enjoy it. I was stuck on this from beginning to end. The acting, everything, the environment, everything felt real. It felt raunchy. You felt sorry for these people. You, like, just like Alice, you feel sorry for those people that were, you know, forced to be slaves when they shouldn't have been. Here, you feel sorry for these men that, because of the rash decisions they made or the illogical decisions they made, at certain points, they ended up missing ways to go home. And oh man, this is definitely a must watch. It is on Netflix. If I didn't mention that already, you definitely need to check this out. It is definitely worth a watch. So check it out. And that's where I'm gonna end it. Against the Ice is definitely a cold reality to watch. And with that, let me just say thank you all for coming back week after week. Thank you all for and hearing my thoughts on what the topics of the weeks are. This week, I bring you three interesting topics about growth, about hardship, and just in general, life. Now, if you like anything I spoke about, please, if you're on iTunes, give it 5 stars. Share with friends, retweet the episode on Twitter or on Facebook, whatever you like. Also, tell your friends, tell anybody that wants to listen. And for those of you that are new here, thank you for staying this long through the episode. And hopefully you come back again next time. And with that, remember, leave the world a little bit better than how you found it.